Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back on the show, everybody, as we turn our attention now to University of Miami women's basketball. And joining us, Hurricanes head coach Katie Meyer. And before we jump into where your team is at right now, Merry Christmas. Hope you have a really happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. I'm sure we'll talk before the New Year, but Christmas coming up, so Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and happy holidays to all the Canes family.
All right, so your latest stop was Tallahassee, Florida State. A real battle there, 92-85 game. Florida State really good on offense, and your team showed a lot of grit and moxie in that one, but came up a little bit short.
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking that you score 85 in a conference opener on the road and come out with a loss. You know, that's just – our defense is not where it needs to be. But one of the quandaries of that game in preparation is, you know, they're incredibly talented offensive team. So if you don't sort of play possession for possession, the game can get away from you. And it started to get away from us in the first quarter there. We were trying to control the game. So we had to speed it up in order to close the gap. And we did. I thought we did a fantastic job. My team made the most adjustments. We played small ball. We played double bigs. We played six different defenses. It was just a high level basketball game, and I think they require that. I mean, they're extremely talented in the open court, and so I think we're finding out a little bit more of who we are and how we're going to win some ACC games. But that felt for the first time this year. I think maybe the Michigan game, the Florida game, and now this game felt like, okay, we can go toe to toe. We're going to battle. Now we just got to figure out how to control it from the jump and start the first quarter and the third quarter a little bit better, because we've been winning the second and the fourth pretty consistently. We've been playing really well, so we're about there. I like the team, and I really loved. I mean, it was incredibly intense with the communication and the adjustments and players in the timeouts giving suggestions and talking about matchups. And I mean, every second of that game was just complete battle. So and that's what it needs to be when it's Miami, Florida State.
You fell behind the game, like you mentioned, and you were discussing your defense. Maybe to expand on that, in the second quarter, you had six stops on seven Florida State possessions. Do you take that little part of the game maybe and say, okay, this is where our defense needs to be?
Well, it's crazy because we were really small. Like, we had some foul trouble in the post, and I mean, Kyla Olaker's just about ready. She had four or five minutes for us. I mean, we got to increase that, and I think we're going to be a really special program. But, you know, we've been trying to be real patient there. But we didn't – a lot of our defensive havoc when, like, Destiny Harden was playing the center. You know, like, how are we getting away with this? But what happens is, you know, sometimes just making a change affects the other team, and maybe they're too focused on – you know, you could hear them saying, go inside, but we wouldn't let them. And so, you know, that's how – we have been successful in the ACC is these multiple defenses and different looks, and And so, you know, there were some strange lineups out there, but, you know, I think that moving forward, I think that our players were in whatever it takes sort of mentality. And it was really, I mean, it was really, we were competitive from the start to the end of that game and really dug deep. And in the locker room after the game, we were all disappointed that we lost, but I think they all were kind of nodding their heads like, okay, we get it now. You know, you talk about details all the time at practice and discipline and you know, how, you know, a little 6-0 run can really break your back, and but a 7-0 run can break their back. And it was a game of runs. And I think we get it now. I think we're going to be, we're in good shape.
Yeah. You look at the stats and you go, well, these are winning. These are all winning numbers on offense. You have four players in double figures, two 20-point scorers.
Yeah, yeah. And then we out-rebounded them, which is Herculean. I mean, like I said, we were playing pretty small. Haley Cavender's in there rebounding against 6'4 and 6'5 and the athletic 6'4 and 6'5, and she's in there battling. You know, Lashay Dwyer had a game of her career and had a tough technical there, a double tech. It got really chippy. It got real physical. You know, they always see the retaliation, right? So there was a lot of stuff going on off the ball. I don't know if they showed it on TV as much or caught it on the radio, but there was a lot of stuff going on in that game. It was, I mean, I felt like I had to protect my players. I got pretty vocal. So it was a heck of a battle. I mean, it was what you expect from Miami, Florida State, but I'm telling you what, Miami did not back down, and we were there to win it. And next time we play them, we plan on winning.
Yeah. Well, you just started the ACC season, and you kind of have a new team here. So now I guess after, as you mentioned, kind of you played Florida State, Florida, Michigan, your team probably getting closer to the identity you want, and now they know what it takes to win in four quarters of the ACC, because these are all going to be great battles coming up.
Yeah. I mean, the next game being Notre Dame, which, you know, they went to Virginia Tech in the top five matchup. You know, Notre Dame at Virginia Tech, a top five matchup, and Notre Dame came in with the win at Virginia Tech, and that was their last game. So the conference is crazy good. I mean, we have five people in the top 30 in the net rankings, and five programs in the top 30, and then the rest of us are in the top 100. I mean, it's crazy. So it's as good as it's ever been. I mean, it reminds me of my first year here where we had three of the four teams in the Final Four, and I was like, what have I done? You know, I think that's quite possible this year in the ACC as well. We're not just top heavy though. I mean, the bottom, nobody's bad. And so it's, you know, I just keep saying, you know, I like the trajectory of my team. I like our growth, and I really feel like, you know, usually we're starting the ACC after Christmas, and we just had the one game before, but I think we're primed and ready. I mean, we're playing as well as we have all year, and that's what you want right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe to expand on the ACC for a moment, what have you seen in the conference the last couple of years to make it even better than maybe your first, I don't know, 10 years in the league? It seems like more and more talent is pouring into the league.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest change in the ACC on the basketball side, and I've been here long enough, it was, you know, when we went and we got the Louisville's and the Notre Dame's and the Syracuse, it's like, wow, like that was a huge, and all that first conference shift, I thought that made a big difference. And what happened was it was a different brand of basketball, honestly, on the women's side. Those Big East schools had they ran a little bit more of a, I don't know, technical, like really chess game type basketball. The ACC, as it were, prior was, and the women's side was really athletic. You had to have an athletic four player. You needed to press. People were running. They were doing a lot of just isolation, kind of one-on-one, two-man ball screen reads and stuff. And so as it blended, you can win in this league a lot of different ways, you know? And so I think what happened is I thought the level of the technical, the ACC schools had to improve, and I think the Big East schools went and got a little bit more athletic, you know, so it elevated both sides of the equation, and it's just insane. I mean, the recruiting and the postseason performances and the success that people are having is just, I mean, I got our team ready before we left for Florida State, and I read them the accomplishments of the ACC so far, and against the SEC, against the Big Ten, against the Pac-12. We have beaten every non-conference. We won every battle. You know, we're more wins against the SEC. Like, we are the best conference in the nation without question. It's on paper. It's obvious. So there's sometimes the SEC kind of has that argument, but this year the ACC has been outperforming every conference.
Before I dive into Notre Dame and some other what else is coming up inside the ACC, and I don't want to forget this. Number one, happy birthday. We missed that the other day. So happy birthday. And number two, since you're one of those, I guess you would call, lucky ones whose birthday bumps up against Christmas, did you always get, you know, two celebrations?
Joe, I'm the youngest of eight. We were lucky if we got one celebration. I never even had my own bathroom or bedroom growing up, so I sure didn't have my own birthday celebration. You know, I love my parents. They've done a fantastic job. But, they, you know, I, being the baby, I did get some special treatment. I did have some time alone and with my parents. I was the only kid at home for a little bit. But other than that, yeah, I mean, I got left at church one time. They didn't even notice they left me. And the nuns and the priests had to call my parents and say, we have your daughter. And I had said my name was Catherine Ann Meyer. So when the nun called my mom and said, we have your daughter, Catherine, my mom's like, we have your daughter, Kathy. My mom's like, we don't have a Kathy. And she realized, wait a minute, it's Kate. And they all got back in the van and drove back to church. And she made them put their Sunday outfits on again to make sure those people knew that it wasn't like child neglect. They just had seven others and they just forgot one of them. So that's my life.
So you were the original Home Alone. You were the original Home Alone. Home Alone is based on your story.
Not such a great movie in the church vestibule, but it's a true story. It's a very, very true story. So, I've recovered. I recovered.
Well, with all those, with a family that size, I guess that's where you picked up some of your competitiveness as well.
Exactly. Hey, listen now, if we, you know, those Girl Scout cookies would come out, or ho-hos, you know, and there'd be eight ho-hos in a box, and I would, you know, figure out, if I don't grab one of these quick, I'm not getting one. So, you end up being first to the table, and you end up eating real fast so that you can get seconds, even if you're not sure you like the meal. But it's competitive. Just even when I'm walking down the street to this day, I am 55 years old right now. If I'm walking down the street and there's someone in front of me, without even realizing it, I try to beat them to the next stop sign. I have no idea that I'm doing it. It's just part of my nature.
That's good. That's very funny. Very, very funny. Notre Dame is the next challenge. And as it stands right now, they've got five players in double figures, led by Olivia Miles. So five players averaging double figures between 10 points and 15 points per game.
Yeah, and that's a little bit more of kind of our formula. Like a player will pop up and have 25 on occasion. Someone who's averaging 12 might have 6 one day. They'll do whatever it takes. They're an incredibly balanced team. Really respect their program. Always have. Love playing the game. It'll be another one of those things where you know, which team controls the game, which team upsets the other team, right? Because their composure is pretty high level. So when we get them back after Christmas, we're going to be talking a lot of defense. You know, offensively, we're almost 20 points above what we were scoring last year, which has been a big focus of mine, just trying to make sure that, you know, but as you increase your possessions, you know, you increase the opponent's possessions and their scoring goes up quite a bit too. I think it's more along the lines of the style that we need to play. We just got to show up our defense.
You get a New Year's Day game this year at Pittsburgh. New Year's Day, I guess, squeezed in between all the bowl games. But you'll be celebrating New Year's in Pittsburgh. So a New Year's Day game.
Right. I don't think we've ever done that. I thought the ACC kind of tried to avoid that. But the way the calendar falls and the way we're, you know, expanding our games and actually lost a week this year just on scheduling the way they did it. So there's, you know, a couple teams have already played two ACC games on the women's side. Everybody's played one. But it's a week or so earlier. So we couldn't pass on the New Year's Day game. So we're doing it.
Yeah. And then the Notre Dame game, December 29th, that's a home game, Watsco Center. 6 p.m. start, Notre Dame and Miami at home at the Watsco Center. And crowds have been pretty good for both the men and the women, so we got to keep that trend going.
Yeah. I mean, this game's huge. You know, it's huge. It's a real opportunity for us. And, you know, I love the energy in our Florida game. I think it's going to be another battle just like that. And, I mean, we are playing some very entertaining basketball, and if we just keep encouraging these young ladies, I think, you know, as we mature and as our experience together grows, we're going to pull off these games.
Do your players go home for the holidays, and how will you spend Christmas?
Yeah, it went. we have quite a diverse team. So going home is it's hard to explain, you know, exactly what home is. But a couple of our international young people didn't have enough time to go home. They'll go to someone they know in the country. A couple of them are here. I'll be back in Miami tomorrow. I'm in Atlanta real quick, and I'll be back in Miami tomorrow. So I'll be celebrating in Miami with a couple of the players will be there, and then most of them are with their families.
And in your household, what do you serve on Christmas Day? Turkey, ham? Do you have a specialty?
The funnest tradition I had growing up with the 10 family of 10 is we would do fondue on Christmas Eve. So I try to sneak a fondue in, and then it just, that's usually a Christmas Eve tradition. And then after that, it gets flexible depending on the numbers on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Let me tell you a great secret, but this has to be a smaller party. Joe's Takeaway, if you like stone crabs.
I did ship 3 pounds of stone crabs to my parents in Chicago. That's their Christmas gift. Well, one of their Christmas gifts, but I forgot to send the crackers, so they don't have stone crab claw crackers in Wheaton, Illinois. So I just said, get a hammer, figure it out. So hopefully they enjoy that in the blizzard that they're suffering through right now.
All right. Well, enjoy the time you have with your family.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas. We look forward to watching the way this team, way things unfold here with the ACC as we get back into it December 29th. But I think you're in for a wild, very successful ride. And again, Merry Christmas.
Probably some great games. Okay. Thanks. Happy holidays, everyone.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer. Thank you for joining us on the show. We hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. We'll rejoin you next week with the Hurricane Hotline. Of course, Hurricanes basketball returns on December 28th when Miami takes on Vermont at the Wasco Center. Thanks to everybody that joined us on the show, including Katie Meyer and Jim Larinaga, Josh Pate also with us, Seth Greenberg, Danny Garcia, our producer. And once again, happy holidays and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.